They're after men. They want to catch men in their traps for a prey, and none delivereth, and for a spoil, and none saith, restore. That's what's happening. They want them so they can prey upon them, get their money. As a cage full of birds, so their houses are full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. Don't marvel because these phony preachers are the rich preachers. Isn't that what God said they would be all through the Word? Of course. People look at their stupid affluence and say, oh, God must be with him. I'd like to send them over to Haiti or Bangladesh or somewhere for about 4 years. They'd come back with their pants all tore or patched and hair grown out and belly shrunk up. They wouldn't be bulgy. They wouldn't be old preacher bulgy like that. They'd be preacher with a belt all pulled up around them, a little fella. I might send some of these smart-aleck preachers who've got millions of dollars over to Haiti or somewhere, see if they could raise money like that. No, America's a fool's paradise. This is the only country in the world you can do that. You know what Will Rogers said back in August of 1923 when he was America's most famous comedian? I was only a couple of years old when he said it, but he said it. He said, you can take a stick of candy and a sob story and lead Americans to jump off in the Dead Sea. That's right. Boy, these preachers caught on to that real quick. They can get up there and give them a hoot and a medicine show and tickle their ears and tickle, tickle, tickle. Good Lord, what a mess. Boy, now that's fancy stuff, isn't it? And the Bible said they're wicked men. They set traps for men. And their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, see, their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they are become great. And they waxen rich. How do they do that? By setting traps to get poor old dumb Americans in. They get you in that trap and take your money away from them. And they wax rich and they become great. They're waxing fat. They shine. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. They do worse than them lawyers and politicians that we're so contemptible to the Lord. These Holy Ghost so-called preachers are more contemptible than Philadelphia lawyers and politicians to a real saint of God. Shoot, they wax fat, they shine, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for this, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? America. And he says, a wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The preachers or prophets prophesy falsely. And the priests, that's the pastors, bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. God's people love the way things are. But here's the question. What will you do in the end thereof? What are you going to do when God brings you to judgment? You're going to be good for nothing and rejected. 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 The next chapter he says it. Verse 2, he said, I've likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and delicate woman. See, the church is symbolized by a delicate and comely woman that's chaste and sober. But he says in verse 10, to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear in the church? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised. They cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. They don't want to hear the word of God. Anybody know where one of them churches are? One of them churches are. Do you know where one of them churches aren't? They're everywhere. And he says, they've healed the hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace, when there was no peace, or there is no peace. And were they ashamed when they committed abomination? Nay, they were not all ashamed, neither can they blush. Ashamed? These stinking women in America today run around here with no clothes on, foot, they ain't ashamed. Sure, the hind end and front end and the top side and everything else, and run around and grin like a possum at you. in the judgments of God, right astraddle of them. And the church is full of them kind of women that brings that old Jezebel idolatry right into the church. It tells you about them. They wasn't ashamed. They couldn't blush. Therefore, they'll fall among them that fall. At the time I visit them, saith the Lord, they'll be cast down. God's rejected them. He goes on and tells you. Thus saith the Lord, verse 16, Jeremiah 6. Stand you in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and you'll find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Ain't going to live holy. Don't tell us, preacher. We'll cut you off the radio. Also, I said, watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we'll not hearken. That's what God set a prophet up for. Isaiah 58 and 1. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, the house of Jacob, the church, their sins. Don't you tell us, we don't want to hear you. Then he says, 19, verse 19, hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words. See, there it is again. They won't hear my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Now remember that word rejected, because in the 30th verse, God, because they rejected his word, he rejected them, and he still does. To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable. Your sacrifices, they're not sweet to me anymore. I don't want them. You're not living right. Verse 30, reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. But there's a lot of dead people on furlough out here walking around. Like Revelation 3 and 1. You have a name that you're live and you're dead. They were just dead men on furlough. Dead men. On furlough, on borrowed time. Out having them a hallucinating time. On borrowed time from God, when they could have grace. Where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. That doesn't mean God gives it to you. It means it's all around you and available for you. If you'll repent and turn back to God. There's grace around. Verse 7. Verse 9 in chapter 7 of Jeremiah. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name? And say, we're delivered to do all these abominations? That God, he's letting us by so we can get out here and have us a big time. No, he's not. You're on a furlough. And if you're not walking with God in holiness, you're a dead person on furlough. You just got God's long suffering. He's putting up with you until he gets all a belly full of it, all he can take.